Today is July 17th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing from Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover Ramp's climb toward a $20 billion valuation and what it says about software native card issuers displacing legacy banks, the FDIC and OCC's tightening grip on banking as a service sponsor banks, and a warning from New Harbor Financial that the AI and semiconductor complex now makes up roughly 40% of S&P 500 market cap. Start with the number that should stop any bank treasurer mid-sentence, 40%. That's the estimated share of S&P 500 market cap, now concentrated in the AI and semiconductor complex, and it climbs to roughly 75% when you narrow the lens to the NASDAQ 100. New Harbor Financial's Thoughtful Money Briefing puts five-year consensus EPS growth projections for this cohort at 23.1% annualized as of June 2025. The most extreme reading in a data set compiled by Ed Yardeni that stretches back to 1985. That's not just above the dot-com peak. It's a market pricing and AI-driven earnings acceleration that enterprise adoption data doesn't yet support, with reported AI compute costs doubling roughly every 45 days against an estimated 5% return on enterprise AI deployments. The broader fintech pattern here isn't really about chip stocks. It's about how that concentration transmits into the balance sheets of banks and asset managers who have capital markets, lending, or custody relationships with hyperscalers. Alphabet alone raised $80 billion in debt in spring 2025 to fund infrastructure buildouts rather than draw on free cash flow. New Harbor's advisors note that credit default swap spreads on major AI-exposed issuers have begun widening, an early signal they explicitly compare to pre-2008 credit behavior. If that thesis is right, any unwind compresses net interest margins and AUM-based fee revenue simultaneously, since the same handful of names sit on both sides of the ledger. Meanwhile, at the other end of the fintech spectrum, Ramp's growth trajectory tells a quieter but equally structural story. The company went from its first $1 million in revenue to a $100 million run rate in 15 to 17 months, and company disclosures alongside Forbes and Puck reporting put its valuation near $20 billion by 2025, up from $8.1 billion in March 2022. Ramp now holds an estimated 1.5% of the U.S. corporate and SMB card market. That's a small slice, but it's coming directly out of legacy commercial card programs, and it's not an isolated case. Rippling, an 8-year-old payroll platform, closed its last round at $17 billion by bundling card issuance into its software workflow rather than relying on subscription revenue alone. Looking at the regulatory landscape, this growth is colliding with a hardening enforcement posture. The FDIC and OCC have issued consent orders against Blue Ridge Bank and Evolve Bank and Trust over BSA and AML deficiencies, and the practical effect has been to shift compliance liability decisively onto sponsor banks in banking-as-a-service arrangements. Industry analysis accompanying the Ramp case study puts the incremental cost at $2 to $5 million in annual compliance infrastructure per program, and new partnership approvals are visibly slowing. So you have two forces moving in opposite directions at once, software-native issuers capturing share faster than ever, while the sponsor bank plumbing underneath them gets more expensive and more scrutinized. That tension is going to define which bias partnerships survive the next funding cycle and which get quietly wound down. On the monetary policy side, newly confirmed Fed Chair Kevin Warsh testified to Congress signaling continued inflation vigilance, even as shelter costs, the CPI's largest weighting, keep disinflating. New Harbor's analysts read this as room for future rate cuts if AI equity stress materializes, which sets up a stagflation to reflation sequence that asset liability management teams should be scenario planning for now rather than reactively. It's worth noting this is happening against a backdrop of real household strain. NYC median asking rent hit an all-time high near $3,700 a month in mid-2024, and food at home CPI is up 2.2% year over year, a cumulative 25% rise since 2020. Consumers are increasingly turning to general purpose tools like ChatGPT, now reporting over 200 million weekly active users for budget management instead of their primary bank, a data point that should worry any institution treating its app as a retention moat. The interchange debate remains unresolved in the background. Credit interchange fees of 1.5 to 3.5% generate an estimated $172 billion in annual U.S. card fees, according to the Nielsen report, and Congress is again weighing the Credit Card Competition Act. Any change there would ripple directly through the economics of exactly the software-native issuers gaining share right now. The most underexploited opportunity in today's set sits far from AI headlines: SBA-backed acquisition financing. The SBA's 7A program funded approximately $27.5 billion across 52,000 loans in fiscal year 2024, and that capital is increasingly flowing toward acquisition financing, as an estimated $10 trillion plus in enterprise value held by retiring baby boomer owners approaches transition over the next 10 to 15 years, per Exit Planning Institute and SBA estimates. The search fund asset class, tracked by Stanford's Graduate School of Business, has grown from a handful of funds annually in the 1980s to 60 to 90 plus new funds launched per year by 2023, with historical aggregate pre-fee returns near 30% plus. SBA guarantees covering 75 to 85% of loan balances materially reduce loss given default relative to conventional commercial lending. Live Oak Bank, originating over $2 billion annually in SBA 7A volume, is the model here, specialized cash flow underwriting capability that most regional and community banks simply haven't built yet. Also worth flagging, Bitcoin ETF assets surpassed $100 billion within 12 months of SEC approval in January 2024, with BlackRock's IBIT alone exceeding $50 billion in AUM by mid-2025. That's inflation hedging demand migrating into regulated crypto wrappers rather than bank-native products, another sign of where the rails are shifting. FinTech Thesis Update. What changed today is the shape of the risk-reward trade-off across the sector. The AI concentration story is now a balance sheet story for banks, not just a market cap curiosity. And the BaaS enforcement wave means sponsor bank economics are getting less forgiving, even as issuer side growth accelerates. The counterweight is the boomer transition, a guarantee-backed, underexploited lending category that rewards patient underwriting over speed. The institutions that come out ahead over the next cycle will be the ones diversifying away from AI-adjacent exposure and toward structurally guaranteed, demographically driven credit like SBA acquisition lending. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.